Our next presenter is Aaron Dobbs. Aaron guides beneficiaries, trustees, executors, other fiduciaries, families, and charitable organizations through all aspects of estate and trust administration and related litigation. He's with Gray, Reed, and McGraw in Houston. Aaron is a frequent CLE author and the presenter and has been published in the Real Estate Probate and Trust Reporter. His article, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Executors and Trustees, was published in the Texas Lawyer magazine. Aaron's going to talk to us about cribs, million-dollar listings, and property wars, how executors can navigate the drama of administering estates with real property. Please welcome Aaron Dobbs.
Thank you. I'm going to see if I can navigate this podium. Okay. Well, I'm so glad to be here. I love Galveston, and I love seeing so many faces that I know. It's nice to be back in person. I only have 30 minutes, so I'm going to get moving pretty quickly. So today I'm going to be talking about administering real property in estates, and as I'm sure you know, that can involve a lot of drama, power struggles, navigating complex relationships, which got me to thinking that's not unlike modern reality television. So in the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to look at a personal representative's powers and limitations through the lens of some actual home renovation shows, and perhaps you've seen some of these. So here's our viewing guide, GTFOOMH, which is the actual show, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. That show will examine a personal representative's right of possession. Then we'll move to cribs, where we'll examine navigating a surviving spouse or minor child's right of occupancy. Help I Wrecked My Beneficiary's House will examine a personal representative's duty to preserve and insure. Million-dollar listing will examine a personal representative's power or lack thereof of sale. And brother versus brother and property wars will examine partition proceedings. And if we have enough time, we'll look at the relatively new Heirs Property Act. So first, we're going to look at GTFOOMH, which I'll tell you a little bit about what that stands for. So like I said, we're going to be exploring a personal representative's right of possession. So I thought it would be really wonderful if I could find a show. Hi, Janet Faye. If I could find a show that this is titled something like Get Out of My House. And imagine my surprise, I actually found it's something that's even better. It's a Netherlands show, and it's called Get the F-U-C-K Out of My House. And I've never cussed in a CLE before, so this is kind of exciting. And I wanted to show a clip, but we don't really have enough time. But you can find a clip on YouTube, and you won't understand a word of it, but it is incredible. It makes me feel a little bit better about American reality television. So please watch it. But the premise of that is that there are 100 strangers that are piled into an average-sized home, and then they compete until there's only one standing, and the person that is last standing wins the house. So, say a beneficiary inherits a piece of real property. As you know, the vesting happens immediately upon the decedent's death, so there is no missing link in the chain of title. But this is subject to a personal representative's right of collection and possession. And this is so even if there are no debts of the estate, even if the person claiming the property is the sole devisee, and even if there was some sort of post-funeral, pre-probate agreement that the beneficiary could go ahead and take the property after the funeral, but pending the appointment of a personal representative. And this, if you think about it, makes sense because a personal representative must use ordinary diligence to collect estate property and to administer it pending ultimate distribution.